well at this time at 90 seconds and counting. Houston Flight now confirms that they are go for the flight, as are all other aspects of the mission. T-minus 1 minute, 16 seconds and counting. The pressurization continuing within the vehicle at this time. We also have a hydraulic commit that will permit the hydraulics to drive the engines in the first stage. Liquid hydrogen tank in the second stage now pressurizing. T-minus 60 seconds and counting. T-minus 60. Our status board still shows we're go at this time. T-minus 50 seconds and counting. We have transferred to internal power. The transfer is satisfactory. The 6.2 million pound Saturn V launch vehicle now on its own power at 38 seconds and counting. To repeat, the ignition sequence will start at 8.9 seconds. We'll be looking to lift off at zero. T-minus 30 seconds and counting. We'll count down from starting at T-minus 20. T-minus 25. Stages reporting ready for launch. T-minus 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, we have ignition. All engines are running. We have liftoff. We have liftoff at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The tower has been cleared. The tower.
Roger, Jack. Tower clear. 15 seconds out. The pitch and roll program are in. All engines still go. Booster reports. Roll program is completed. 40 seconds. One minute and looking good. Vehicle's climbing very nicely. Our velocity is now about 2,500 feet per second. We are 3 miles downrange. 3 miles downrange.
The Great Saturn V booster is now pitching over as the first stage, 7.5 billion pounds of thrust, pushed this gigantic vehicle up into space.
The flight controllers are reporting enthusiastically that all parameters look good. The flight director says go all the way. 1 minute, 50 seconds.
It's just past the point of maximum stress, what is called maximum dynamic pressure.
15 miles downrange, 2 minutes, coming up on staging.
First stage is about to complete it, sir.
Booster says he's go on all sources. The inboard engines have cut off. The inboard engines have shut down at approximately 2 minutes, 18 seconds. No reports yet on the outboard engines. They are the outboard engines. We can see it visually. Outboard cutoff was called at 2 minutes, 34 seconds. We're 50 miles downrange. The S2 has ignited. Thrust is okay on the S2. The booster says we've got a good second stage. We are 64 miles downrange, our velocity approximately 10,000 feet per second. Second plane has separated the interstage surrounding the second stage engines, and the tower has jettisoned. The tower jettisoned right on time. We're 3 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight. Flight Flight Dynamics says, in response to the flight director's question, we're real good. That's Flight Dynamics, and the plots here certainly back him up. Our downrange distance now is 150 miles, 150 miles downrange, velocity approaching 11,000 feet per second. 4 minutes into the flight. The ground track is reported to be exactly nominal. Seconds into the flight. A little more than 200 miles downrange now, and our altitude is approaching 80 miles. An airborne, an aircraft off the east coast of Florida has acquired the spacecraft and booster combination. Coming up on 5 minutes. Flight director has just quizzed his booster controller on how the S-4B, the third stage of the vehicle, looks, and he's just as happy about its looks as he is the second stage, which continues to burn perfectly. Five minutes, 20 seconds into the flight. We're 90 miles altitude. We are 312 miles east of the launch site. Into the flight, and we are rapidly approaching a point where we will see, we will hear an event called propellant mixture ratio shift, and this will cut down the flow of oxidizer and thus enhance the flow of the hydrogen propellant and make the engine burn somewhat slightly more efficient than it is at the lower altitudes. 6 minutes, 33 seconds into the flight. We're 450 miles downrange. The booster is starting to level out now at its orbital altitude, approximately 100 miles altitude, nautical miles. Our total velocity is 16,500 feet per second. 16,500 feet per second, downrange 510 miles. 7 minutes into the flight. Our environmental communications man reports the environmental system in the spacecraft is working properly. 7 minutes, 30 seconds into the flight. The booster reports a temporary loss of data. He now reports the data is coming back in at 7 minutes 45 seconds. The booster confirms we've had PMR shift 8 minutes into the flight. Eight minutes, 20 seconds, there's a possibility that we may have lost one engine on the second stage. That's only a possibility, not a confirmed fact. 8 minutes, 30 seconds. coming up on the staging of the second stage. We've got cutoff on the second stage. 8 minutes, 50 seconds in it. We have J2 ignition on the third stage. And Booster says the thrust is okay on the third stage. He confirms thrust, a good thrust, 9 minutes into the flight. We're 914 miles downrange. Our velocity now up to 23,000 feet per second. The performance right at the end of the second stage seemed to be a little erratic. We had some data dropouts. One flight controller thought perhaps we'd lost one of the five engines. We have no confirmation yet. I'm sure it'll turn up in the data. We did burn out approximately on time. And the S-4B ignited right off on the, just as it should have. Sir. From the Cape, we get a report that the first stage of this vehicle has impacted about 100 or more miles downrange. We have ships deployed in that area which will attempt to recover as much as they can of that first stage, and we will try to get some camera packages which were mounted on the skirt of the second stage. 10 minutes and 18 seconds into the flight, and the flight director advises we have about one more minute of burn ahead of us. The Vanguard ship has acquired out in mid-Atlantic. We are 1,200 miles downrange right now, and we're coming up on 25,000 feet per second. No matter what happened at this point, we could burn our service module engine and get orbit capability. 10 minutes, 55 seconds into the flight. We have a report of cutoff of the S-4B, a first report. 11 minutes, 10 seconds. We have a confirmation of cutoff from the Vanguard ship in mid-Atlantic. The S-4B has shut down. The report confirmation came in here at 11 minutes, 10 seconds. The Ullage engines on the S-4B have also fired. And the word from the ship in the mid-Atlantic is we are all go. We are all go. 11 minutes, 45 seconds. The conversations are thick and fast on the flight director loop. He's complimented the range safety officer and all the troops at the Cape for a perfect launch. 12 minutes into the flight. This is Houston. We're 1,400 miles downrange. Our velocity at cutoff was 25,568 feet per second. We've just had a report from the Vanguard that our insertion altitude is 100 miles, 100 nautical miles, which is the value we were looking for. Booster reports that the S-4B, the third stage, is behaving properly. A vent, which is will vent hydrogen vapors continuously, is open and is venting properly. This is Houston again. According to our numbers, the spacecraft has begun a pre-planned programming maneuver in its initial orbital phase. We're at 100 mile nautical miles altitude. We're 1,400 miles downrange. We have a weight in orbit on something on the order of 280,000 pounds, which is far and away the greatest weight ever orbited. This is Houston out at 14 minutes into the mission. We'll be back as we proceed along farther into the flight.